Black as He's Painted by Nio Marsh. Read by Rick Jerram. Chapter 1. Mr. Whipplestone. The year was at the spring, and the day at the morn, and God may have been in his heaven, but as far as Mr. Samuel Whipplestone was concerned, the evidence was negligible. He was, in a dull, muddled sort of way, miserable. He had become possessed, with valedictory accompaniments, of 2 solid silver Georgian gravy boats. He had taken his leave of Her Majesty's Foreign Service in the manner to which his colleagues were accustomed. He had even prepared himself for the non-necessity of getting up at 7:30, bathing, shaving, breakfasting at 8, but there is no need to prolong the Podsnapian recital. In a word, he had fancied himself tuned in to retirement, and now realized that he was in no such condition. He was a man without propulsion. He had no object in life. He was finished. By 10 o'clock he found himself unable to endure the complacent familiarity of his service flat. It was, in fact, at that hour being serviced, a ritual which normally he avoided and now hindered by his presence. He was astounded to find that for 20 years he had inhabited dull, oppressive, dark and uncomely premises. Deeply shaken by this abrupt discovery, he went out into the London spring. A 10-minute walk across the park hardly raised his spirits. He avoided the great watershed of traffic under the quadriga, saw some inappropriately attired equestrians, passed a concourse of scarlet and yellow tulips, left the park under the expanded nostrils of Epstein's liberated elementals, and made his way into Baronsgate. As he entered that flowing cacophony of changing gears and revving engines, it occurred to him that he himself...